Ukraine implements major changes to gambling regulations. On Friday, 3 January, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed Law No. 4116-IX, which introduces major updates to the country's gambling regulations. The changes aim to strengthen consumer protections, address problem gambling, and establish stricter oversight of the industry. Focus on consumer protection and industry oversight. The newly signed law contains measures to combat gambling addiction and sets higher standards for gambling operators within Ukraine. It also seeks to reform the country's gambling regulator, following corruption allegations against its leadership. The current regulatory body, CRAIL, will be dissolved and replaced by a new entity that will oversee the industry starting April 1, 2025. Ukraine is also increasing enforcement against illegal gambling platforms, including unregulated websites and mobile apps. Furthermore, the new legislation introduces stricter advertising guidelines, prohibiting gambling adverts aimed at individuals under 21 and restricting sportsbook and casino promotions on search engines and media from targeting that demographic. Gambling advertisements on television and radio will only be permitted during late-night hours as an exception to the broader ban. Ukraine managed to pass these regulations in just a few months, which stands in marked contrast to countries such as the UK, where ongoing debates continue to delay legislative updates. New payment restrictions and licensing procedures. Under the updated rules, military personnel, public figures, and volunteers are banned from endorsing or being featured in gambling advertisements. This mirrors similar restrictions in countries like the Netherlands, which prevent celebrities from promoting gambling platforms. Additionally, the law imposes strict limitations on casino payment methods. Only bank-based transactions will be permitted, as authorities aim to reduce links to illegal gambling operations and enhance the tracking of gambling-related harm. The updated regulations also clarify licensing procedures, explicitly barring entities or individuals with ties to Russia from obtaining gambling licenses in Ukraine. The country is advancing its licensing processes by adopting automation to eliminate human interference, a move championed by Mykhailo Fedorov, Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister for Innovation and Digital Transformation. Improved responsible gambling measures. One of the former regulator's most significant failings was its inability to implement an effective responsible gambling framework, particularly in enforcing self-exclusion measures for at-risk individuals. The new regulatory body will address these shortcomings, prioritizing player protection and compliance with self-exclusion lists.